Folks, it's still football season. It's that time on a Friday, the eve of bowl season. We're going to turn our attention to the million-dollar sandbar known as Miami Beach.
From Miami Beach, the sun and fun capital of the world.
If you haven't won a bet since, well, Britney wore mouse ears, it's the man who created ParamountSports.com on the web.
And here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Sterling.
How sweet it is.
Lee and his service taking people deep. Hit 10 of their last 11 NFL games. Their big unit plays coming in. And as you just heard, ParamountSports.com online on Twitter at Paramount Sports. Lee Sterling, how are things?
Well, we're coming out of a cold front for last, like, week, 10 days, it's been every night, it's been like in the 40s, so shocking here for Miami, so it's going to finally warm up. What's going on there? I mean, I'm hearing Jim Levitt, does he stay, does he leave? What's the good word?
I would imagine since there was such overwhelming support for the other coordinator, Mario Cristobal, that the word is a chance, but if I were a betting man, and we've met, I'd probably say there's a really good chance that he leaves, and maybe back in your neck of the woods to join Taggart. But he's a guy that there's been no bones about it. He aspires to get back to being a head coach.
Yeah, and I think that he wanted to be the Kansas State head coach, but looks like Bill Snyder's trying to hold on as long as he can.
Yeah.
and try to hand off to his son. So
yeah, by the way, I spoke to someone you know from your neck of the woods. David Neal of the Miami Herald was on our show.
Good
earlier.
Friend of David, yeah.
Yeah, great guy, and he's funny because the first thing he said, he was like, people woke up this morning, it was like 52 degrees, they broke out the winter clothes.
Oh, it's funny to see what goes on here. So, yeah, David's a good friend. In fact, he wrote a column. We had a column in the Miami Herald for 1 year. Used to be Joe versus the Pro, Joe Goodman, who's now in Alabama. And we've carried on the column where we pick against each other 8 or 10 college games each week. But used to be Joe versus the Pro. The 1 year that David did it, we called it David versus Goliath. So.
No, we had a great conversation. He's a really interesting guy. Knows his stuff inside and out, man. That was really cool. All right, so we've got some intriguing bowl games, some old school like Pac-10 versus Big Ten. USC began the season ranked 4th, Ohio State 2nd. Each went down a couple of tough losses, but they both finished strong, won their respective conference title games, and they're going to hook up in the Cotton Bowl 2 weeks from tonight. The books say Buckeyes -7. What gives here?
You know, at 7.5, you got to say, I think it's USC or pass in this game. You got to wonder where the focus is for Ohio State. They have to be deflated after they thought having a chance to get into the Final Four. And USC's offense real good down the stretch. Didn't start off that way. Sam Darnold just didn't believe, didn't have real good chemistry with his receivers. But down the stretch, they averaged 538 yards the last 5 games. And I think the line should be like 3.5, 4. So for that reason, I'm going to say Ohio State wins 31-28, but USC covers.
All righty. The other major matchup between those conferences takes us to the Fiesta Bowl. Washington was a top 10 team on Labor Day. Penn State 6th. Dogs had that ugly loss at Arizona State. Nittany's blew that late lead to Ohio State, then lost that Michigan State, or they're in. Odds makers say this one should be airtight. The Staters -2 against UW. How you see this one playing out?
Well, you know, if you said before, you know, we're midseason that these two games would have taken place, USC and Ohio State and Penn State, Wisconsin, you would think that these might be semifinal games here for the national title. The biggest difference, and you look at all four units, is the Washington passing game. Last year, Jake Browning throws 43 touchdown passes. This year, just 18. I still don't think he's 100%. He just doesn't seem to have the same zip on the ball he had last year. And then also he loses two of his top three wide receivers. Penn State finished on a roll. They averaged 35 points per game the last three games, was their margin of victory. And I think unless Washington can maybe, you know, do something as far as a punt return for a touchdown on special teams, I think Penn State's the right side. I got them winning this game 27-20.
All righty. Then there's the playoff, and for the first time we get half the field from one conference, Georgia and Oklahoma in the actual Rose Bowl. Kirby Smart's got the Bulldogs in it year two. Lincoln Kennedy did him one better, taking over from Bob Stoops, landing here with a Heisman winner. Both won their conference championship games. Vegas says, Uga, shorty over the Boomer Schooners minus two. Who we like in here?
I think Georgia's a year early to the party. They just had a perfect setup when they played Auburn. They had revenge from 3 weeks earlier. They got to face Auburn without their top two running backs. And I just think that Oklahoma's one of those teams that they remind me in the NFL of Tom Brady in his prime. You don't want to go against Baker Mayfield. So I think the wrong team's favorite. I have Oklahoma winning this game big by double digits, 35-24.
All righty. Let's move to, where are we going here? Oh, yeah, the Clemson-Alabama game as we continue breaking down the biggies with Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. Third year in a row, they've played some unbelievable games for the national title. I've been kind of riding Clemson's bandwagon in recent weeks. I just think they look like the team to beat with that defensive front. Bama's healing up, though, and we know how much talent they have. The books see this one going down to the wire as well. The Tide, a two-point chalk. What's the play here?
You know, I thought Clemson was going to be the favorite by a couple points, but looking closer at this game, I think it's real big for Nick Saban. He's got to win this game, or else people will point and say, listen, Dabo Sweeney, best two out of three, neutral field, three straight years. He might be the best coach in college football. So I think Nick's going to have to throw some new wrinkles here into this game plan. And when I looked at the film of them against Auburn, the only game they lost, you know, I think you can contribute most of it to the, I mean, their defense just couldn't stop Auburn. And when you're down four to your top five linebackers, that's just maybe too much to overcome against a quality opponent here. I'm going to say Bama finds a way to win this game and move on to the national championship game, 27-20.
All righty. And in less than 24 hours, bowl season begins. Oregon, after missing out last season, faced Boise State and Vegas. BSU has won the only two matchups in 08 and the infamous 09 game with the blunt punch. Even in hoops, Boise torments Oregon. 2 weeks ago tonight, hit a half-court buzzer beater to end the Duck 46-game home win streak. This team is good. They don't make a lot of mistakes, and the books like how Oregon finished, however, installing them as a 7-point favorite. Who do you give the upper hand to here?
Boise loves this situation. I mean, 6-2 against the spread the last eight games versus Power 5 schools. This is what they live for. 2-0 against the spread this year as an underdog. You know, I know they want to play for Cristobal, very familiar with Mario, but you know, Taggart leaving, you know, and the situation with some coaches wondering whether they're going to stay or leave. I mean, these kids talk. They sit in the hotel room, and they want to know what's going on, and, you know, they're talking to their friends, and I think the focus sometimes isn't there. Freeman not playing hurts them a little bit, but Boise's defense, they went from 2016 allowing 390 yards per game to allowing just 337 a game, so I think that improvement will keep them in this game. I think Herbert's going to have a big game, but Boise with that two-quarterback system, they create some problems. So I'm going to say Oregon wins the game 33-30, but Boise covers.
All right, Ian. In our season-long theme, we always talk about the big games, those with an interest to our listening audience. But college or pro, when it's game day, you and your people are about breaking it down, finding the edge, picking winners for your clients. Your game of the week, wow, it's a big one in the NFC West, Seahawks and Rams. So, Lee, let the folks know how they can get this game and all your service has to offer as you look to keep this roll going.
Yeah, we're going to find out if the old guard, the Seattle Seahawks, can hold on against the new guard, the L.A. Rams. So if you want to get this game for free, I have a great take on this game. On me, just call 800-400-9741. And what a year it's been. We've won 11 out of 15 weeks. And we rate the games from 10 to 50 units. And the big unit plays, 30 to 35 unit plays, 35 and 13 run going back to last November. 40 to 50 unit plays, like our college football game of the year, 45 unit play that will be coming out in a couple weeks. We're an incredible 33-11, 75%. So you want to get involved, you can get the last 3 weeks of the NFL season, 41 bowl games, NFL playoffs, and Super Bowl, normally $497. Use coupon code. How about this? I normally use coupon code SAVE50. I pick one city each week to run the special. Your city's up this week. If you use coupon code SAVE150, just $347, you're going to get 50 to 55 plays from now through the Super Bowl. It's all available, ParamountSports.com. And Steve, this is our last show up until we reconvene the Friday before the Super Bowl. So I want to wish you and your family and your staff and all the listeners out there a happy and healthy holiday.
Yeah, back at you, pal. Hope everything goes well. And as always, look forward to catching up in 2018.
You too, buddy. All right. Have a happy and healthy one.
Yeah, you too, man. Thanks a lot. Lee Sterling, everybody, Paramount Sports.